Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks, who has time to stress about website security? With Kinsta, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Kinsta is a managed WordPress hosting provider, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and unmatched human-only customer support. Plus, their user-friendly custom dashboard, MyKinsta, makes managing your site or multiple sites easy and efficient. Customers can experience up to 200% faster sites by simply moving to the platform. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers with zero downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
One of the defining moments in my life where you find out who you're really made of, you find out where you're willing to go to get what you want. You know, a lot of people say they're about this life. A lot of people, you know, think they want something, they fold.
And I remember, I call it Ese Diablo. He was looking at me, and he just had this, like, look, and he's just swinging his hands. And I said, you're not going to beat me. I'm prepared to die. And I meant that, man. I swear to God on my life, I meant that. I signed my death warrant right there. I was like, look, if this is how I die, this is how I die. But you see me, I was trying to get him. I was trying to kill. Because for me, if I'm ready to die, I'm ready to kill. You have to be willing to give something up as well. If he had taken it to me, and if he had done that to me, and I didn't wake up, so be it.
A source of strength. That's really not how I think about things. I mean, for me, it's simply this is something that is important to get done. And we should just keep doing it, or die trying. And I don't need a source of strength. And I don't care about optimism or pessimism. Fuck that, we're going to get it done.
You got a lot of people paying their hard-earned money to come watch you perform. 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 It's your job to be in shape. It's your job to be strong enough to perform at that level every single night. And as a competitor, I'm not ducking shit. Like, it's not, oh my God, my back hurts, I'm sore, we got to play Vince Carter and Toronto Raptors tonight. We actually had this happen. We had a game against Toronto in 2000. And Vince was tearing the league up. My back was jacked. But like the perception of that, like what? Kobe's missing the game against Toronto and Vince Carter because, man, my back was really spasming. But people will be like, what? Oh, he's ducking Vince. Excuse me? No, I don't think so. So I would be in the layup line like, okay, there's a lot of days where, you know, you can rest and recover. Today ain't one of them. Your back can bother you any other day. That shit ain't bothering me today. He gonna have to see me today.
I got thrown on my head the first round of the Olympic trials, and I broke my neck and I didn't know it, so I kept wrestling. My arms were numb, and my neck was in excruciating pain, and I wrestled through the semis and won, and then I had to go on to the finals and wrestle, and I won there. So I won the first round of the Olympic trials with my neck broken. I went home the next day, and I went to my doctor, and he took an MRI of my neck. He said, you have four discs, or four broken vertebrae and two discs sticking directly in your spinal cord. He said, you can't wrestle anymore. You're done. And I was devastated, man. I didn't know what to do. I figured I better get a second opinion. So I went to another doctor, and he said basically the same thing, but he said, when is the next round of the trials? I said, 6 weeks. He said, you know what? I might be able to get you ready by then. I said, well, what's your plan? He said, well, you're not going to be able to train much. You're going to have to let your neck rest and heal for the next 6 weeks, and it won't be completely healed. but it'll be healed enough that you can still go. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a doctor travel with you, and this doctor's going to stick you with 12 shots of Novocaine in your neck 5 minutes before each one of your matches. He said, therefore, you won't feel the pain, you'll forget your neck is broken, and you'll wrestle more freely. But he said, I'm warning you, an hour after your matches are over, you're going to be in excruciating pain from the abuse your neck takes during those matches. And he said, are you okay with this? And I said, yes, and it worked. I didn't have a choice. I mean, it was no guarantee I was going to make the Olympic team in 2000 or 2004. This is my one time. This is my one shot.
My last match in WWE is I wrestled John Cena. And I went in, and I think it was 2013. I went in WWE champion. And we went in MetLife Stadium. We had a record-breaking attendance, which was amazing that night. We accomplished our goal. So I wrestled with John Cena. We had 45 minutes planned for the match. It's nonstop.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Go, right? So your conditioning is tested. We get to MetLife Stadium. It's a big night. This is it. It's game night, right? It's championship night for me. 45-minute match planned out. There's no cut. There's no, all right, well, let's pick it back up tomorrow. You know, it's go time. At the 15-minute mark, bang! I feel something pop. I'm like, boom! What the fuck? I'm laying there, and both of us are out. I said, oh, fuck, something's going on. And I stick my hand, that was 85,000 people, right? And we're just laid out like this. I kind of roll over, I stick my hand down in my trunks just to see, I want to make sure that there was no bone sticking out. So if there's no bone sticking out, what the fuck, something just happened. Referee comes over and he's like, Rock, you all right? And I'm like, yeah, I think I'm all right. I said, fuck. I get up, I go to step, and I can't step. I can't do this. I have to use my leg like momentum. I gotta do that. So now in that moment, and you guys are gonna have these moments, you probably already had them already, where you're in the game and you're in the thick of things, and you gotta make a decision. What do I gotta do? I'm gonna stay in the game, committed to the team, I committed to my team, the entire roster. Bang. This happens, and now I realize I can't move my leg. And I got 30 minutes left of this match. And it's not just like fucking around. I mean, these are like, we got to put on a show. There's a lot of big flying and suplexes and all that. So I could tell that the ref says, are you okay? And I have one moment. In this moment, it was a defining moment. I could either tell him, nope, I'm done. He'd give the signal, match is over. Or, let's keep going. And again, this is a little takeaway for you guys. If you ever have this moment, I'm sure you have. If you haven't, it's coming. We have this decision. I said, no, let's keep going. I said, how much time is left? He's like, 32 minutes. I'm like, fuck, okay. Rest of the whole match, couldn't move. Doing everything like this. I'm getting scared because I'm thinking, man, well, what happens if I pinch something or something like, you know, I don't know, your mind starts fucking with you in the moment. There's 85,000 people, your adrenaline's rushing. I'm thinking, man, what happens if I'm gonna lose my leg or some shit like this? If I've just done something to my artery. Final move of the match is his big finishing move. And I remember, I'm getting up and I'm turning like this because I have to fall into him. He's going to hit me with his big finisher. It's like a massive suplex where I go over his head and fucking slams me down. And I remember turning into John, and he says, and I remember thinking to myself, God, please don't let this be too bad. Just take care of me. Take care of me. Bang! I feel boom! I don't know what the fuck just happened. Now, luckily, the match is over. He pins me. Comes in the back. Get to the back. I can't move. Now, getting a little nervous. And doctors come in. John comes in. You okay? He comes in. Don't know what's happening. Rush. Get on a jet. Rush home to my doctors down in Florida. And get an MRI. Find out that I have completely torn my adductor, the top of my adductor and my top of my quad off my pelvis. Yes, really, really fucked up. So it's a very long story to tell you. what I was proud of was to walk out on my own, but not only that, but in this fucking moment where the odds are against you, people are watching, teams depending on you, you either say, I'm done, or this shit, whatever the fuck is going on, it's temporary, and it may fuck me up at some point down the road, but I'm not gonna let this opportunity go by without giving it my all.